The life of a person is often filled with tzverikait and with difficulty, with difficult situations, and a person usually doesn't know how to deal with it. How do you deal with a difficult matzav? How do you deal with a difficult situation? And very often this slows a person down and makes it very difficult for him to go weiter. And I've told you a number of times, the Torah Gedoysha, besides being our life, our chayim, besides being our simchas chayim, is also really, in a real sense, our tesama chayim, it's the derech chayim. It has the answer to all our problems. Today I'd like to discuss a particular gemara that I think is really a tesama chayim. It's really a derech chayim that gives us a mahalach in difficult situations. The gemara in the end of Makis tells two very unusual stories. The first gemara says that the Mumbiyah, Rabbi Elazar, and Azariah, Beshua, the Chachamim will call them, are going to Rabbi Kiva, and they Shamu Koyl Hamhuma Shalraimi Nifalta Meva Esemil. Rashi, the Pastor B'Shad, they heard a commotion from the streets, from the marketplace of the Romans. They were 120 mil away, these Chachamim, and they heard the excitement and the simcha that these Romans, these Rishayim, were having. And obviously it was a colossal Chil Hashem. This Chilu Baicham, they all started crying. Imagine 120 mil, that's close to 100 miles. They heard the their simcha, their nitzachon. They cried. But Rabbi Kiva was laughing. So he asked him, why are you laughing? Nemat Masachek. So he asked him, why are you crying? So he told him, don't you understand? Halolo kushim shem mishtachvim latzavim. They bow down to idols. Umbekatkin lavayres yechavim. Yoishvim betach. Look at the happiness. Look at the matzav chayim they have. V'anu beis hadoim ragolay akein usarev. Our beis hamikdash is destroyed. V'loy nivcha. Shouldn't we cry? Look at this chil Hashem oyin v'noira. Doesn't that make you cry? Amr emros. If Kiva said, l'kach ani mitzach. That's why I'm laughing. Ma'ala oive ritzayne kach, lo'ise ritzayne alachas kama v'kama. And all the Mepharshim ask, what kind of nacham is this? What was he saying? They had a very logical taina. They saw a tremendous chil Hashem. The Romans were at the peak of the world. The Mecharfim, the Gadfim, and Rabbi Kiva was laughing because they were oive ritzayne, where I say ritzayne. What kind of nacham is that? The Masha'i asked the Chlau, Rabbi Kiva, Zichah felt bad about the Chorban. So what was the nechama that Rabbi Kiva was telling them? And the Gemara has a similar story. They saw a fox running through the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And again, Rabbi Kiva's mahalach was the same. He said a very mysterious answer. What was the nechama that Rabbi Kiva was offering his chachamim? Oy ve ritzayne kach, oy se ritzayne alach kama v'kama. I want to tell you, Be'ez Hashem, what I think the Gemara is telling us. And this Gemara, like I said, is really the Sam HaChayim, the Derech HaChayim, that we should have in difficult situations. A while ago, I was faced with a very difficult challenge. Talmud Chacham, I knew very well, Nebuch lost one of his children. And that alone, obviously, is a terrible tragedy. But this is really a tragedy within a tragedy. It wasn't stam a machla that the Zvacha was nifta. It was an accident that the Derech HaTeva almost shouldn't have happened. It was kamad nes that this accident happened. The Derech HaTeva, sometimes this shouldn't have happened. And it wasn't stam a misa, it turned out to be a misa mishuna. So it was a tzara, b'tayach tzara, b'tayach tzara. The worst part of it all, Rabbi said, was the parents and the people. They were filled with that very, very painful thought. Only we would have done something. If he would have been there a minute earlier, or a minute later, or 10 seconds earlier, if only this and if only that. And there was a constant feeling that this could have been avoided, that this kamat shouldn't have happened, but derech hateva. A nes had to happen to cause this tragedy within a tragedy. How are we supposed to menachem such parents? I didn't know what to say. You lost a ben yachid in a tragic way, and in such an unusual way. And the worst, like I said, was the feeling, if only we shouldn't have, we could have. So I told him a part that I was one zoichet to say, which I hope to them was a nechama. There's a minig b'chol tzvutz yisrael that to avelim we say, hamakim yinachem etchem v'soich se'or ve'elitzien b'yishalayim. And the mepharshim wonder, what is the shad in hamakim yinachem etchem? Family, friends come to menachem. Does the Eibishter kaviyachol come to menachem ayavel? And also, what is the chat hamakim, the choice of the word hamakim, where the Eibishter has different references, different names, Hashem, Olekim, Mikael, Rachum, hamakim? Why was this word hamakim chosen? And what is the pashat of shat in hamakim yinachem etchem? So I've added it must be the hoibin of shatim and hoichiv shatim. What I wanted to say just b'derech shat, what is shat in this hamakim yinachem etchem? We all know David HaMelech was referred to as the Ne'im Zmir as Yisrael. David HaMelech lived a life of Shira, of Shevach v'Haidah. David HaMelech was a shtick Shira. He wrote the whole Tillim. David HaMelech's life was a life of Hoidu Hashem ki toiv ki li'olam chazay. We look at that, I guess, we're not surprised, we're not shocked. Why not? David HaMelech had a good life, and he was always thanking the Eibishter for the good life that he received from the Eibishter. But if you know a little bit of Tanakh, if you know just a little bit of Tanakh, and if you look in Midrashim even more so, you realize it's a Pela Tzuma. Mamish a Chiddush Nifla. If there's anybody that was a Musta of Yisroel, if there's anybody that was a lived a life of Tzaris, Kol Yomo with Tzaris, with Yisroel, with Shverkaisen, that was David HaMelech. If you learn Tehillim a little bit, you will see Mamish Kemat Miyoyim Hivoldoi, literally Ad Yoyim Moisei, David HaMelech's life was a life of Tzaris. He started out, his brothers hated him. He said in Tehillim, Muzah Hayisi Le'achai V'nachi Le'beis Imi. You know, a person can have Tzaris, a person can have Shverkaisen. But if he has his family backing him, he has some form of support, it makes it that much easier. If your own family looks at you like a czar, like a nachri, how does a person survive that time? But that wasn't it. Besides, his family hated him. 28 years, Rabbi say, 28 years, David HaMelech was constantly being attacked, that he was a apostle lover b'kol. That means he was not ready to be part of Klal Yisrael. 28 years. You know what 28 years? You know what a makkah she'en lo sayf is? 28 years he was tormented that he's not part of Klal Yisrael. But that's not it. His family, his yichus, Shaul HaMelech, the Meshich Mayu L'mayla Gevoyim Mikolam, the great tzaddik, his own shver, wanted to kill him a number of times. You know what kind of saying that is? It wasn't a murderer. Shaul HaMelech was the Bechir Hashem and his own Shver, and still, in spite of that, Shaul HaMelech wanted to kill out David. And he tried a few times. You know what kind of saying that is? But this is just a few. You learn Tanakh, the mice of Tamar, Amnon, Avner, Shimi Ben Gera, the mice of Basheva, he had Yisurim Koyomov, Besoif Yomov, the Pasuk Malachim describes. Tzara after tzara after tzara, a life of tzara. V'yalkulam v'yachar hichvid, his own son wanted to kill him. It's something that a human mind can't begin to imagine, that somebody's own son rebelled against him, tried to steal his malucha, was baal pilakshay, and mamish wanted to kill him. David HaMelech lived kemat against a leben of tzaris. David HaMelech was the musta of shverkesen. When he said in Tehillim, "I she'eni leikim kibo mayim ad nofesh," wasn't a guzma. It was a metziah. When he said in Tehillim, "Rabu misaris roishi oivachinam," it wasn't a melitza. Part of Peregdesh. It's part of Tehillim. And you think to yourself, How could it be? A person to live a life of these sorrows, an endless list of challenges, of difficulty, and he became the stick shira, and he became the Ne'im Zemiris Yisrael, and he became the person that said 26 times, Hoidu Lashem Ki Tois Ki Li'olam Chazai. How could that be? How do those two, these extremes, how do they stem? And David HaMelech said it, he wasn't David Shkarm, Klapi Maila, he believed in it. How could a menschlich person, how could a Basav Adam, who has lived through so much, live a life of Shevach V'Haidah, when nothing, literally nothing goes his way, not Babayis, not Bachutz, not in Gesund, nothing went David HaMelech's way, and look at David's attitude, 11 of Kili Olam Chazay. It's not for a bust of a dumb to understand such a thing. But Lamaisa, I think David HaMelech himself, in a pasuk in Tehillim, answered this plea in his Gavra. Shalom Sadon Zalzain Gesund once told a story that he heard from a person who was there. It was during the World War II, and the Nazis, Rahman al-Islam, they weren't happy just killing Yidden. They tried in any way to torture Yidden, to punish Yidden. So one day they had a new chachma. They decided they filled up a barrel with acid, a very burning substance. They took the Yidden, lined them up, and made them go into the burning acid. They would cover it over with a cover, the barrel. And of course, the person, Rahman al-Islam, would be burnt on one side, would start banging on the cover to get out. And they would be laughing, and when they would decide, they would go off the cover, if the person was alive, knew, if he wasn't alive, Eichet good. And this is a very amusing for the day. There was one year there, Gerer Chassid. He was waiting online, and he started thinking to himself, Atkan. I lost my family, he lost his parents, he lost his money, he lost everything. He's standing online, Nebuch Be'erim, literally Be'erim of Chaytikal, with this Yainis. Do I need this? This also? He decided he's not going. He had enough tzaris. He has nothing to lose. He doesn't have to suffer this humiliation. He's not going to go. They'll shoot him. He's not going. And he's coming closer and closer to his turn. He decided that's what's going to be. As he's about to be called, something entered his mind, and he said, one second, this is what he said to himself, listen to the saga of a Pasha the Yid. Whose acid is that? That's not German's acid, that's Rabbeinu Shlom's acid. Whose world is it? It's the Abish's world. Malay chala aretz tvoidei, right? Lashem aretz and malaya. This is Rabbeinu Shlom's acid. So he said, b'zeh haloshen. He jumped into the acid with such a simcha, the Rabbeinu Shlom's acid, and he said, being in the acid, he experienced a simcha, and I'm saying the Lashon of Shalom said over, he experienced a simcha that he never had kol yomov. And when they wanted to pull him out, when his time came to come out, he didn't want to go out. He's in the Rabbeinu Shlom's acid. He didn't want to go out. He was experiencing such an unusual simcha, he wouldn't go out. Mika Amcha Yisrael, right? That's what we're thinking. Look at the Asaga of a Yid. Look at the Kiddush Hashem, the Kiddush Shem Shemayim that a Pasha the Yid was Masik. It's true. Mika Amcha Yisrael. But what's more unusual, Mariva Baisai, is the Musa Haskel that we have from this story. Mitzarechot, it's a Mardika Hasag, it's a Mardika Madrega. But in a certain center, boy, say, this is really what Betachin is all about. One of the most recitistic Taira words that we have in our dictionary is the word Betachin. How often we say Betachin. Abazov Tichazinish in the Muni Betachin, in the beginning of the second Taira, how often people make a mistake of what does Betachin really mean. You see a person who's sick, he's suffering. So you say, I'm going to have the tachin, and he's going to get better. That's not the tachin. you see someone whose business is not doing well, I'm going to have betachin and I'm going to start booming in business. That's not betachin. Someone who's suffering, he has family problems, or whatever the problems he has betachin. Zok the Chazon Ish, that's a tois neishenes, b'leiv ra'avim, b'musik betachin. Because if you don't, if you're not a Navi, you don't know what's going to be. You can't say that the job will go better or the sickness will go away. Unless you're a Navi, you don't know the Yassin. Zok to Chazon Ish, for what is betachin? And I read you his lashon. Aval inyan betachin hu ha'iman, the belief, she'ein mikra ba'olam. Nothing, nothing happens, sam mikra, nothing happens without the Eivishta. V'chol anase tachas ha'shemesh, hakol b'achroza me'ita yisvara. Zok to Chazon Ish, that is the true type of betachin. If someone is suffering, someone is sick, if someone has no job, it's taka very hard and it's taka very difficult. But betachin does not mean it's going to go away. Betachin means, why am I sick? Why am I suffering? Why don't I have a job? Hakol me'ita yisvara. And the Eivishta has his cheshbonos kivayachol. When somebody is sitting and thinking, why me? The other bacha has so much better than me. He has a nicer family. He has a better kishrin. For him, he cops quicker the Gemara. He's more popular. And he'll sit down and betachin, and tomorrow am I going to wake up with a better family? Loi mitan aleph. Am I going to wake up with a better kishrin? Loi mitan aleph. Unless he's a Navi. He can't say that. Betachin means, why am I in this matzav? Why do I have this family? Why do I have this kishrin? Why do I have this sikaron? Why is he doing better than me? Hakol me'ita yisvarach. The answer to that question, why, the Baal Betachin doesn't know. You know why he doesn't know? You know why he doesn't know the answer? Because he has no kasha. Because not a kasha, why? Because the Eibishta is Avinu Avarachman, and Hakol me'ita yisvarach. That's Betachin. And let me just lay to an unbelievable Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra is on the pasuk Bonim Atam Hashem Alekechem Lois is going to do. One of the Pshatim Chazal say when a person loses a karev, the derech was he would scratch himself, he would inflict the wound to somehow let out his pain. Zub the Eibishta Bonim Atam Hashem Alekechem Lois is going to do. Don't make those kisritas, don't make those scratches on your body. So Fred the Eben Ezra Hanart, what's the hemshech? Lois is going to do with a very chashuv inyan. But what's the hemshech bani matam Lois is going to do? Zok the Eben Ezra alichtige yisoid. Zok the, you know the hemshech is peidu she'atim banam Hashem. You are banam Hashem. V'hu oyev etchem yoyser mi'ahov leben. The Eivishta loves you more than a father to a son. You are banim matam, but it's a very poor muscle because the Eivishta loves you more than a father loves his son. Therefore, Zok the Eivishta, Alt is Goydo Akol Masha Osa. Don't get upset. Don't rise stick upon Zich when you have a Torah. He call Asha Yasa Letoivu. It's all a Toiv. I, the Mlois Avinuhu. I is Tudvei. I is Tudvei. You can't understand why. I, you don't have a Teret. Zok the Eben Ezra and Echanami. Obakasha Loy Yevinu Habonim Hatanim Yas Maisa Vihem. Children don't understand why the father punches them, why the father cuts their nails on them. It hurts. But that's the toys. Zokter Rak Yismchu, a love, came past the Gametem, Ki Am Kodesh Ata, Ve'en Chokishar Goyim. Zokter Eben Ezra, Bonim Atem Lashem Alekechem. Again, the mashal is inaccurate, because you're more than a Benla to an obvious. Or Belechol Apachis, Yoitza Mikol Merachem, the Eivishta loves us. I is Tudvei, I don't see a terrace. Zok the Pasuk Lois is going to do, don't scratch yourself because there really is no Kasha. We don't understand the terrace. For us it's Tudvei. It hurts very much. But Lois is going to do because you're a Ben Lamelech. And this is Yerut HaChazinishas. Bitochen is Hakol Me'ita Yisbarach. Nothing happens from Zichalein. It's not a Hefkevelt. We once spoke, Bez Hashem, in other years, that this Yisoid of the Chazon Ish is not an Egen Chiddush. It's not even a Chiddush at all. The Bein Yoina on Mishlei Perigimel, Pasuk Chavov, on the Pasuk Yi Hashem B'Kislecha, He says, Klar, a beautiful, beautiful maima on the Inyan of Bitachin, Ayin Sham Vitimsa. But the Nakuda, in a few words, Ki Inyan Abitachin Hu, Sheyeda Im Levavai, Shako Bidei Shemayim. Bitachin means not that he'll find a job, he'll get a better kitchen, he'll get a better family. Bitachin is Shako Bidei Shemayim. At the Avista, he's running this world. The Chavis Avavis and Shabbat Tachin says this over and over again. I once saw a Maisa from Rabbi Aaron, a very simple Maisa. But the Maisa really teaches up the Diyuk Gomer what Bitachin is. Besides Yom of the last few hours of Rabbi Aaron's life, Nebuchadnezzar had Yanamachli, he was suffering terribly. The Rebbetzin who was there realized his suffering, realized his pain. He told him, Zog dich nicht. For sein gut. So Baron in his last koyach turned on and said, nay, nay, nay. Nicht zu wet sein gut, zu schön gut. And he added, ich bin in gute Hand. And to me, this is mamish, the emesetite of the Tachin. Believe me, Baron didn't believe that he's going to get better the next moment. He didn't believe. He knew his matzis very well. He knew his situation. He realized without him, that's nigla. He had no etza. But that's really what about the tachin. That's the attitude about the tachin. Can he say it's a zayin gut? Oh, he can't say that. Because the matzis is only the noya. But the Baal Batachin realized not to vet zayin gut, but to zayin gut. I, a tzara, I, a gefarlach, I'll have been in good hands. Because banim atem l'Hashem alekeichem, and when you want to come chas v'chalila, your person is ois and zich. Lois is going to do the eighth is banim atem. Realize the best and good to hand. Hakol ni'ita yisbar. We have no terutzim. We can't understand it. But the Baal Batachin realized we don't need terutzim because we don't have kashas. Isn't that really what we're talking? Isn't that one of the basics of our Amunah? We say it, those who say it every day. The first Ani Maimon, Shehu Levadei Osa Oisa V'yasa L'chol HaMaisen. What does that mean? That means when someone's in Beis Medrash, whatever happens to him, it's from the Eivishter. When somebody's driving on a highway, that's the Eivishter. When someone's lying in a hospital, it's the Eivishter. When someone's in work or is not in work, Rachman al-Islam, that's the Eivishter. Osa Oisa V'yasa. That's what Batachin is all about. And this is the Maridika Bracha, the Maridika Oisha of the Baal Batachin. Ashrei Adam Beiteach Bach does not only mean Yenevelt. Avada also Yenevelt. Batachin, like many Rishonim, is one of the mitzvahs of Raisa. But B'lis Safik, Ashrei Adam Beiteach Bach is going on this world. Because when someone's in a matzav oyin v'noira and he says, nein, it's vet, nish, it's vet sein gut, to shine gut, because ich bin in gute hand. That's Asher Yadim B'teyach Bach. You know how I know this? Because there was a Yid not long ago, a Pashas a Yid, who lost his whole family, lost everything, and when he was in a barrel of burning acid, you know what his asaga was? His asaga was, I'm in the Eibishter's acid. And his asaga was that this was his greatest simcha sachayim. This is his most joyous moment that he's in the Eibishter's acid. Asher Odom Beteyafa. Kiva Yismach Libeinu, we say it every day. Kiva Shem Kachay Batafnu. Do you think Kiva Yismach Libeinu only means Yenevelt? Kiva Yismach Libeinu means a person could lose everything and be in a barrel of acid, and that's his greatest Simcha Sachayim. That's the bracha. That's the bracha Ad Ein Sof of Bitachon. That someone realizes he's in good hands. David HaMelech lived the life of Tzaris. Kol Yomav he had Yudifus, Machlis, Tzaris, Bizyonis. Look in Tanakh, look in Midrashim, this Gansu Midrashim. David HaMelech's life was a life of Tzaris. How did he do it? How did he push it, keep his sanity? How did it, the Pashit keep going weiter? There are sometimes people have the smallest tsar and they can't go weiter. They just stop with the army, can't gain weiter. And David HaMelech had this long list of tsaris. How did he do it? Gam ki eilech begeit ha-movis. David's life was a life of eilech begeit ha-movis, like we saw before. You know how he did it? You know how he kept his sanity? You know how he kept his simchas achayim to become the ne'im zemiras Yisrael, to become that shtik shira that he could say of an emes kili oilam chazay 26 times? Because he realized ki ato imadi. Because he realized that even in an acid pit, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. He saw through the hest upon him and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I just see you. He saw an Amnon, but he didn't see the Amnon. Ki ato imadi. It's you, Eivishta. He saw a Maisa Tama, but he didn't see a Maisa Tama. He looked through the curtain and he saw, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's you. It's you, the Bonim. We are Bonim for you. I know it's you, because I call me Ita Yisbarach. He saw Shimon ben Gera, but he didn't see Shimon ben Gera. You know what he said? Hashem Amaloi Kaleo. Because he realized Batachan is not the Pshat Vetzain good. It's a Shoin good. And he saw Bathsheba's Maisa, but he saw Kiato Imadi. And to each Tsar, he looked through with his Lichtiger Eugen, with his Eugen of Batachan, and he saw Kiato Imadi, Eivishta, you're not going to fool me. Because it's you, and if it's you, I might not have a teretz. But if it's Ata Imadi, Ich bin shein in gute hands, I don't have a tasha. David said it upon Emes, Kim the Oilam Chazai, because not that he dreamt, it's Svetzain good, but he realized it's shein good. And if something is shein good, so why can't we say Kili Oilam Chazai? We don't understand, we have big conscious. Avada. The Teretz is Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. The Eivish, the Kavayachol, knows what he's doing. And that's really what Tachin is all about. Les Asar Pani Mineh. You know what that means? That wherever we go, the Eivish is with us. Kiyati Madi. Hakol Mi'ita Yizbarach. If it's at home, if it's in a Beis Medrash, if it's on a highway, if it's on a battlefield, in a hospital, at work, the Batachin tells you the Eibus is there, Kiyati Madi. You know, when someone, Rachmanah son, has a tragedy, so what's the Eibus that people suggest to them? Get involved, do something, take a project, start an organization, study, learn, just forget about yourself, don't leave any time in your mind to think about yourself. Is that really a nechama? Is that really menachem the person, or is Shara he has no time to worry? Somebody has a wart on his finger. He doesn't like it. So what does he do? He's a chacham. He goes to the medicine chest, takes out a band-aid, and covers it over. No more wart, right? Avada tenaris kerit. The matzah is still there. The tzar is still there. You covered it over. That's not a real mechama. Doing things, getting involved, forgetting your tzar, that's helpful, that's an etzah, but that's not a mechama. What's a mechama of a person's tzar? How is a person supposed to be mekabel yisurim be'yahava? How does a person deal with his tragedy? There's only one etzah. Hamokim yinachem eschem. To realize that the Eibishter is also the Mokim. What is the Pashat Haitim Mokim? Les Asar Pani Minei. They asked once this child who later became a great Segadu, I'll give you a dollar if you tell me where the Eibishter is. So the child was a Chacham. He said, I'll give you $2 if you tell me where the Eibishter isn't. That's Hamokim. That's the Pshat in Hamokim. Chazal realized the only Nechama, the only real Nechama, is Hamaka and Yenachem Esther. That not only in Beis Majesty Avis is there, but in the highway, when they had a terrible accident, Hamaka and Yenachem, the Avis is there also. At work, the Avis is there also. Because the Avis is Meloi Chalaret Kvoidai. And wherever you go, even the Gate Talmudet, Loi Ira Roki Ati Modi. Hamokem Yenachem Eschem. A Pashto Yid can have the Gevurah to be happy in the German's acid because he saw Hamokem Yenachem Eschem. He felt that even there the Eibishter is there, even in that terrible matzah. There's a famous story of David Chaim. He once lost one of his children, a 7-year-old child who was named after his father. Levi was before Shachar. After Levi, he went to Davin, and he was Davin with such a simcha, such a slavus. So he asked him, Rebbe, how could you do that? Such a Ben Yokir, your father's name. So he said very simply, imagine I'm walking to shul, and someone slaps me on the back. So I turn around, and I look who it is. If it's an enemy, I get very angry. But if it's a good dechav I didn't see for 20 years, I hug him and I kiss him, I'm so full of simcha. There's a famous story of David Chaim. He once lost one of his children, a 7-year-old child who was named after his father. Levi was before Shachar. After Levi, he went to Davin, and he was Davin with such a simcha, such a slavus. So he asked him, Rebbe, how could you do that? Such a Ben Yokir, your father's name. So he said very simply, imagine I'm walking to shul and someone slaps me on the back. So I turn around and I look who it is. If it's an enemy, I get very angry. But if it's a good dechav I didn't see for 20 years, I hug him and I kiss him, I'm so full of simcha. I got a terrible patch today. I lost a child. But I turned around, I saw the Eibishter. The Eibishter, my good Chava gives me a patch, so why should I complain? Hamokem Yenachem Eschem. A person could transform the biggest tsar into Nechama by one thing, by realizing the Eibishter is all over. The emes is, it's not hard for a Yid who's a Maimon, Ben Maimon, to say, it's Basher, Shamsu L'Toiva, Koma the other the Tavav, that's Shigri the Lishna almost, Baruch Hashem. But you know where it gets challenging? You know where it gets difficult? When a person starts to think, something else is giving me tzaris. There's a different factor. I should have done this, I should have done this, if only this, I could have done that. That's where B'tochen comes in. And this is where I told those people, your child's in an accident that had 100 factors and you're thinking, if only this, if only that, I should have done this, and if this one's fault and that one's fault and this one was 2 minutes and that one, and 100 reasons why it shouldn't have happened. The only answer is Hamokim Yenachem Eschem. On that highway where the accident took place, Mi'ita Yisbarach Utaki Ageta Moves or Beloy Irayokiati Modi. We don't have to root for it. It's a Maka Gedoyla Ma'oi, and we have to feel for that pain. But Hamokim Yenachem Eschem tells you the Eibishter fear to develop. And whatever happens, if you look through the curtain, you'll see the Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. Libi Oimuli Distavshat Nigimara Makis also. The Chachamim saw a terrible churban. They saw the Romans, the Sefartim, in such gevura, in such koyach, such shlita. They saw the enormous chil Hashem, and it was kifarlach. They couldn't be saivalit. And Rabbi Kiva also felt terrible. You look at the Gemara, Karu Bigdayim, the next story. Rabbi Kiva also writes Kriya. Rabbi Kiva also felt that terrible chil Hashem. And he also saw the Tsar, and he also felt the Tsar Ashkena. But Rabbi Kiva also saw the Mokim Yenachem Eschem. Rabbi Kiva looked at those Romans differently. The Chachamim saw the Romans, the Berumah Shaloylam, with such gedula, with such strength. Rabbi Kiva touched them differently. They're not strength, they're not gevura, they're not melucha. You know what they are? They're oivrei ritzoinu shel mochem. There's an Eibishter fear to develop, and they are going connected to the Eibishter. They're not running this world. They are insignificant people who are merely Oivei Yitzaynai, Yisborach. Rabbi Kiva looked through the Tzara, and even in the Tzara, he saw the Eibishter. even in the terrible tsar of seeing the shul, Rabbi Akiva saw things differently. He saw the nechama. He saw the Yevish to promise this and promise that. They saw the gates of Moves. He saw Kiyasei Modi. They saw the shul, they saw the terrible nevuah of Tzaris. Rabbi Akiva saw the second half. Rabbi Akiva saw the Ita Yisbarach. Rabbi Akiva's nechama was a true nechama, because Lamaisa the Gemara says they told him Akiva nichamtani. The Chayv Lavavis writes, the Ikke Shluchei HaYetzer L'Satik Alecha Amitai Sefer. The Ikke Koyach of the Yetzer, the Ikke thrust of the Yetzer is to put Tzveikus in the mind of the Yid about his Amunah. Do you realize how much Chachma that is? How much Chachma Pshuta this Chayv Lavavis is telling us? A person can have Mikol Tov. He can have everything he needs. He can have panasa, he can have a family. He could be a yeshiva, he could be a masmid, he could learn, he could daven. He could have mikol tov. But there's one thing that stops everything. There's one thing that makes him lose everything. When he starts to see things don't go his way. When things happen that he doesn't want to happen. When he starts to feel it's not fair. It's not right. When he starts to think, why me? Why not me? Why is this happening to me? Then he loses everything. He could lose everything. How often I hear it. A Bach is learning, it's a freedom, but thinks, no, it's not good enough. The other person learns better. The other person has a nicer family. The other person's parents are richer. I hear this all the time. The kids are, it's the old question, why? Why me? And older people, when you get older, so this is a daily problem. He has a job, but the other person has a better job. He has it easier. He has better children. He has a better mishpacha. He has better gesund. And I suffer from this and that, and he's doing okay. And then whatever he has, life he can't enjoy. Because he's thinking, why? I made that decision. If only I wouldn't have said that. If only I wouldn't have done that. If only I wouldn't have made this shidduch. Rav Gadol once said, there are three words that rob a person of any simchas achayim. Would have, could have, and should have. A lot of chachma in that. I would have taken this job. I would have panasa. I should have not married this person. I would have been much happier. I could have done this deal and I didn't. I lost so much money. These things are mice in the folyam. Whether you realize or not, these would have, could have, should have are mice in the folyam. And there's nothing that slows a person down. There's nothing that fills a person with atvis or kina or machloikis or whatever it is more than this mahalach of why me, why did I do that? And Rachman of the Son, if there's a tzara that happens, so Fashtetzach, we know what tzara does to a person. And this is what the Chayav Zalvavus meant. The Ikka Koyach of the Yetzah, instead of attacking a person who's davening, or is learning, or is erlochkeit, or is midos, there's one makka chilelos when a person is unhappy. He's unhappy because why me, or whatever, could have, or whatever it is. But once a person is not happy, he has come to a stop. The Yetzer is Asher Yodna B'Teyafo. The Yetzer is Hamokim Yenachem Etzem. To realize, like the Eben Ezra says, we don't know the answers. But don't forget, Banim Atem Hashem Alekechem. Because the Maimon doesn't have answers because he doesn't have kashis. And very often in life, a person looks back at his Torah and that turned out to be his biggest Yeshua. The Rashi Rav Zal Zangazun told me Bezeh HaLosin, if I would tell you all my Torahs that became my Yeshua, you would be a big, big tzaddik from the Chizik and Emunah. And that's true, that's an arichus fazich. The Goyin and the Geret writes, Loma tifka hayoim, mashalamacha tifka. That's one attitude, that's one mahalach to the difficulty in life. But yes, it's true, there are many times that there is no teretz, that we can't think of a teretz, that we can't even dream of a teretz. Then we have to realize, Ashrei Adam Beteyavach shows us and teaches us that there is no kashrus. A person could feel, I got the raw end of a deal. I'm not the most popular, I'm not the smartest, I'm not the richest in the class, and everybody's having a great time. Why do I have to struggle? Why do I have to be the one that has to always work the hardest? And that kashrus has no terrors. But if you realize that Hakol Mi'ita Yisbarach, and everything happens with a chesbin diktuk, chlorid chesbin, then even if you can't fathom that it's a zayin good, but you realize it's a shayin good, that even if you feel that your life is a life of gay talmavis, but you realize that tiatima, the end, the Eibster has his chesbinus, and every part of life there's a different challenge. That the mice of the challenge is a person is unhappy, he's not defeated, he feels this tsarist and this shverkaiten. But this is the bracha, this is the unbelievable bracha of Ashrei Adam Beteyachvach. And this is what the Yetzer Hara tells the Chav, because this is where he could stop everything that a person does. When a person thinks he's just a plain person, he's not popular, there's nothing going for him, this is really the mahalach, the thing the Eibister knows, and the Eibister doesn't forget any tzaren, any shverkaiten, and everything a person has to struggle. The Eibister knows the cheshbon. I once said that we find the Chazal, there's a terrible taina on Moshe. Why did he scream, Lama hariyoy shalama azeh? So to plead the kazach, Moshe was the leader of Klai Yisrael. He has to worry about Klai Yisrael. He has to cry for Klai Yisrael. So why can he complain if Klai Yisrael are suffering? So the third thing is very poshut. Avada, that's Moshe's job. Moshe has to worry and cry and think about Klai Yisrael. But the avla was, Loma hariyoy shalama. How could you say it's ra, if the Baal Batachim knows it's a showing good? How can you say Lo Mahari Oysa if Ati Imadi? The taina wasn't that Moshe was worried. The taina wasn't the expression ki ati of Hari Oysa. Very often we have tzaris, and the Baal Batachim cannot say, well, it's not tzaris, I don't care, because that's not realistic. A person has to live with the tzaris, but he has to realize Lo Mahari Oysa is unacceptable. There's a chesed. Does the chesed make it that it's good? Well, for the real Baal Batachin it does. For that yid, he was in such simcha when he was in the acid barrel. That's a madrega. But to the posh of the person, at least he realizes that there's a chesed. Hakol me'ita yizbarach. If we can't take away the tzara we have, if we can't get the job we want, or the head we want, or the family we want, but at least the halapach is to realize there's a cheshbon. And everything goes with a cheshbon meduktik. The more a person steigs in betochen, the more a person realizes that it's a shoyin good, that there is no kasha. The aside of betochen, like we say, toiv Hashem lakol, v'racham aval kol masav. Sometimes the rachmanis in the Eibishter is a patch, is a difficult life, a difficult situation, but Saif go Saif Bonim Atem Hashem Alekeichem. Sometimes a person has something bothering him. I'll tell you an Eitzah. Sit down and make a bracha. Make the bracha Shehakol Nievetvari. And think about the meaning of that bracha Shehakol Nievetvari. The Eibishter made the world. Please, his God. He made people, animals, cut the Havdol. He made trees and insects. He made this whole world that has billions and billions of pliyas nisgavas. And he can't give me a better kishon. He can't give me a nicer family. He can't give me a better job. The parrot says, the Eibishter knows. The Eibishter knows better what is better for us. This is the attitude to realize that maybe it's not this vetzayin good, because maybe it's a shayin good. I once saw a story that I think touches up really tells Klar the message I want to tell you tonight. Kaidura Bachanan Vasim Zechatarak Bivracha was killed by the Nazis during World War II. A few days before he was killed, he told a person who survived to tell over the story, Pliya Dikavark. And he said that he had a minig by him for all the years. He never went to sleep with a kasha. Abacha asked him a kasha, he thought about it and harvard until he had a teres. He would never go to sleep with a kasha. But he told this person, I had a kasha recently. I don't have a teres. It's the first time I'm going to sleep with a kasha, he said. But I'll tell you why I don't have to have a teres. The kasha was a very simple kasha. This yid came to me and he asked me why. Why his father was killed. Why his mother was killed. Why his wife was killed. Why his children were killed. One question he asked Rabbi Chanan. Why? Why did he have to go through this? So Rabbi Chanan said, I don't have a teres. But I'll tell you why I don't have to have a teres. And he told him a beautiful story. He was a simple person who lived in the city his whole life. And he came to his friend, the farmer. And the farmer said, you know, I'm going to show you something unbelievable. I'm going to show you how we have food. So this person was a very simple person, and he's willing to look. The farmer takes him to a beautiful, beautiful field that was full of grass and full of greenery. You see this field? He says, yeah. Watch. The farmer's workers come with plows, and they make a churban of the field. They turn over all the soil, turn over all the grass, and this simple person says, what's going on? What are you doing? Why are you making a churban? Wait. He sees a churban. Then the farmer comes with a big sack of kernels. And he holds it up. You know what this is? Well, sure, that's a kernel. We make food, we make cereal. He takes all the kernels and throws them into the ground. And the city man is just, he can't be mocked. What are you doing? Why are you wasting that? I told you to wait. Then he comes along. And the simple person is thinking, maybe I'll chop all the kernels. Another plow, and it covers over all the kernels. Why are you burying it? You ruined it, you're throwing it in the ground, now you're burying it, what are you doing? I told you to wait. Weeks go by, and the field now is full of green stalks, beautiful stalks of wheat. So he goes, he says, you see this? Isn't it beautiful? Watch this. With a sickle, he comes, and he cuts down all the wheat. He goes, you're crazy. One after another, Mr. Goss, I can't be said. What are you doing? You worked hard, you buried, you destroyed, and now you're cutting. I told you to wait. He takes all the food and he starts telling calls his animals, pushes them into the field, and they start making beasts, and they start stepping on the animal, on the food. He goes, what's with you? I can't look further. Wait, wait and look. He takes all the kernels after they're separated. He puts them into a big mill, and he mills it all. Now you're really misugah. You're making into kernels and into flour, into dust. What are you doing? Told you to wait. He adds water. He adds this thing onto the misugah. Why are you adding water? You're making it into mud, white mud. Told you to wait. He takes that mud, puts it into the oven. Now what? You have something. Now you're going to burn it all. You're going to destroy it all your work. I told you to wait. And then moments later, a beautiful loaf of bread came out. So Rav Chanan told him, our history is very much like that farm. They step on us. They clap us. They destroy us. They burn us. They do everything to us. We have a life of tzaris. And we don't know why. And I can't answer this question. This question, why? Why me? I can't answer. But I'll tell you why I don't have to answer that question. Because one day the Eibishter will say, Ani Hashem. One day we'll be zayecha to see Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad, and all the clapping and all the tsaras and all the persecution and all the fires and all the stepping on us, that's all going to be understandable. Now we can't understand it, so now I can't say the teres. But one day you're going to realize I don't have to say a teres. This is a limud of this Gemara in Makkos. A person could see tsaras. The Chacham saw terrible chil Hashem, terrible tsaras. Rabbi Kiva saw through the hest upon him. Rabbi Kiva saw kiyate imadi. A person could be in a pit of acid, of Yisurim, But he realizes that there's no tariff, because there's no kasha. Hopefully Bekarev will be zeicha to have seichel to realize why things happen to us. But until that glorious moment, chaza'ayin over and over again, sha'karel nihya bedvarei. Everything happens with a chesed. Everything happens with a reason. And if we can't think a svetzayin good, let's believe a munah shalema is a shayin good. And if we can't understand why this is happening, remember your distant good to him. And this is really the password, the passport of going through life. Kleine kinder, kleine tzar. If you worry about nariskeit, you get older. Adam le'nivra la'amad bin esayil, I think Phil Sharm says. What's the mahalach? The mahalach is if you can't understand why it's going to be good, tell yourself shehakol nihi abedvarei. If realize that ki'ate imadi. Hopefully the karav will be zoicha to see this kiyum of the pasuk, where the Eibush will be a melech hakol haaretz, and every person in his own life will be zoicha for nechama b'shoich shor aveli tzion. Amen. Amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.